Proclamation number 8967 of 21st of April, 1965. Knowledge of the process of the working of the mind. What you need to know for your earth life, that is truly offered to you by me, if you open your hearts to me and want to be active for me and my kingdom. Therefore the thought need not depress you that you are not introduced into areas, which are trivial for the last work on earth on the souls, since it is much more important at present that they first of all reach a living faith, that they know about the reason and meaning of the work of redemption, that they experience about the power of love, about its effect. Because their lot in eternity depends on it. And that is why I now impart this knowledge to men, although I also reveal secrets of creation, but these only make up a small extent of my revelations, exactly because they are not so important now. But I particularly emphasize the act of creation of all beings once emanated by me, because errors have crept in there which are extremely important and have to be corrected. But the task, which I set to my vineyard workers, is the spreading of all that, what still can bring salvation to men exactly in the times of the end. They are to know that one has sacrificed himself for them, and therefore they must know about their original sin and that this cannot be redeemed by them alone. Therefore they have to turn to the one who brought them salvation, but who also has to be acknowledged so that the work of rescue can also take place in him. And you can also give them informative explanations about all these connections, you receive my word. You can prepare them for the end, which I announce through you as obvious. But you can also tell them that they can only shape the end to a successful one for themselves through love work, that they do not need to fear it when they fulfill these my commandments and change their selfish love to unselfish neighborly love. But you can also pass on to them the knowledge about the survival of the soul, which indeed only few will accept, but which every one of my servants can represent with conviction, because the knowledge about it has reached him from me. And so you can therefore point to the work of my spirit. And that will be the most difficult thing for you because hardly any man of those believes in it who have not yet awakened the spirit themselves and exactly the work of the spirit is unbelievable to them. But even men who read the scriptures have no understanding for it, otherwise it would truly be easy to guide men into truth, because would the process of the working of my spirit be understandable to them, then they would accept without further ado what you bring to them and move in true thinking. And every person has to find faith in this himself, which only love can achieve again. That is why the most urgent thing is to stimulate men to a love life, to make clear to them the effect of it and also the consequences of a life without love, which will certainly earn them death. Even the leaders have no understanding for what my words mean, which I myself spoke when I walked on earth. They walk along blindly and preach, they bring salvation to people or believe to bring it to them and yet pass by the most delectable, my words spoken directly from above, which would give them enlightenment in all unresolved issues. But they feel called and are still blind guides, who can give no light to anyone. That is why also the number of those will be very small, whom you still can win for me in my word, to whom you can impart pure truth and who therefore also do not need to fear the end. But men also do not believe in this and still put this into the farthest distance, and they will be surprised and not have prepared themselves, but they do not pay attention to my announcements, and therefore they will have to expect an end with horror. They will again be banished in the creations of the new earth, if I do not have mercy on them first and call them away from this earth prematurely, then the possibility is still given to them to still find to the light and to Jesus Christ, who has redeemed men from sin and death. Amen.